You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun. And I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. So this week's second episode is also a warning for you guys. Because, you know, I'm a nice guy. I help people. It seems the number of phishing attempts have increased as scammers try to take advantage of people's fear of the novel coronavirus. Multiple security firms have been telling me that new phishing emails have been found claiming to help with the disease, provide medication, information, and more. Security company Barracuda Networks found 467,825 phishing email attacks worldwide between March 1st and March 23rd. Of these, 9,116 were about COVID-19, which makes up 2% of all the attacks. That's a pretty large number given that we're only dealing with a 3-week period. In February, Barracuda found 1,188 cases, while the number was just 137 in January. So essentially, while the number of COVID-19 infected patients rise exponentially worldwide, so are the phishing scams. But while all this could sound alarming, you could actually take some very easy steps to keep yourself secure. For instance, always check the from line on an email before you click the links inside. If the email ID looks suspect, don't click. If you have clicked on a link already, see if the page looks out of place. Governments worldwide are monitoring the sale of COVID-19 related products. Companies need a lot of clearances before they can just sell things online right now. That means if a website seems to sell something related to the coronavirus, they have to show signs of legitimacy. For example, something like a government approval. Lastly, if you do want information about COVID, you could use one of the many chatbots on WhatsApp that the Indian or other governments have made. You could also go to your health ministry's website, or better yet, the WHO's website. Stay safe and stay indoors, people. So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.